Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection, the second for the new year. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention to just let things be.
Lord, I pray for together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And that our lives for the better. Stay in tune with the good passion. Oh, that pray that these words be mine.
My beloveds, as always, I like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we consciously come into communion to deepen in our connection, deepen in our awareness, deepen in conscious communion with the source of all that is. We acknowledge that God is that infinite intelligence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. It is irrelevant whatever label or name we choose to call this divine intelligence. It is available for us to use or misuse. It is frustrating to me when I hear people saying, if there was a God, why does X, Y, or Z happen? God is that intelligence that is neutral, much like electricity or water. You can use the electricity to light your homes or heat them, or you can stick your hand in the socket and get a shock. It's simply the use or misuse. The same with water. We can drink it, we can bathe in it, or we can, again, a drown in it. You cannot blame the use or misuse upon the thing itself. And so here on the Sunday Soul, we are continuously looking how to expand our connection, how to evolve in our awareness, how to create the life that we were meant to live. And whilst the spirit that is God, that is within us, is eternal, the life that we have here on this earth is but a fleeting glimpse. It's a blip in eternity. And what I feel that is true of me, and I think is true of all of us, that we want to ensure that whenever that time comes that we are transitioning home, that we have fulfilled whatever the purpose we came here to do, or that we have fulfilled our dreams, our longings, our ambitions, our goals, whatever labels you're comfortable with. As I've shared many times before, the thing that most people have at the end of their life that they wish hadn't happened is the regrets of the things they didn't do, Not the things they tried and it didn't work, or the things they tried and they were no good at, or the things they tried and they failed, but the things that they failed to try. I've been more and more aware and more conscious how, since asking myself the question about my vulnerability, how I've deep dived into dissecting and re-excavating to find out all the nuances behind why I've stopped myself. And many, 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 many moons ago, I came across a Socrates quote that said, an unexamined life is not worth living. And I've always tried to understand through questions, through reflections, through any form that I found helpful, to understand what it is and why it is I've done what I've done, or do what I do, or fail to do what I was supposed to do. And so the theme for this morning is questioning. And I'm always amused and curious how the divine drops something on me that it wants me to know or understand. I've shared before that God is my direct source, my guru, through which I receive all the information that I need. So when he drops something on me, I'm thinking, okay, this is something I need to look into. And there's an organization called Mind Valley, which some of you may be aware of, and it purports the same philosophies that I have shared over the many years. It is about the mind and the truth and how powerful the mind is, and to utilize the mind positively and constructively, etc., etc. I'm a firm believer that ultimately we have to practice all that we are hearing, reading, listening to. It doesn't behoove us to keep going from this thing to the next thing to the next thing without embodying and embracing the teachings or the philosophies. So whilst I've known of it, I have never particularly paid attention to it until this thing dropped upon my Instagram feed. But I knew the universe was saying, pay attention. And Vishen, who is the founder of Mind Valley, was talking about how in order to reach one's goals or intentions, it was challenging to subdue the subconscious mind so that it would take instructions. As I've shared over the many years, even with affirmations and denials, we are using the conscious mind, which is like almost like a horse and cart compared to the subconscious mind, which is like a bullet train. The horse and cart is very slow and tedious, and the subconscious mind is so quick and fast that it's very hard to convince it otherwise. And for many of us, no matter how many affirmations or denials we may have at our disposal, we're not fully focused on them on such a daily basis that we can say without a shadow of doubt that appearances or circumstances don't sway us. So what Vishen was suggesting was that we needed to form questions right before we were going to sleep and right in the morning when we awake. There are two particular states of consciousness that you're in at those particular times, where the subconscious mind is open to suggestion. And what he says was that one should ask, as he terms it, lofty questions, because the subconscious mind is going to respond and react to that question. It is going to want to find the answer to what is being told or what is being asked of it. And on the other hand, as it's looking for the answers, the superconscious mind, the mind of God in you, is taking that as a sort of an affirmative realization that you're having, and therefore it does its part to help manifest more of what you're saying. Most people use questions, but use it in a limited and a negative way. So they think about, why is it always me? Why do I always have bad luck? Why am I always broke? Why am I never making ends meet? Why am I not a success? They impinge upon their consciousness the questions of failure and of doubt and of limitation. It's impressing further the fact that you're failing to receive that which you want, that which you wish to be, that which you are desiring. You are literally stripping away your manifesting powers. You are literally dissolving your abilities to create. Because what you are literally affirming that the very things that you don't want. We know that questions are powerful tools that we use in everyday life to get information, to get understanding, to get knowledge, to problem solve in our works, in our relationships. And it's equally as important to ask questions in our own spiritual development and our goal. I love the quote that I shared with you by Eugene Ionesco yesterday. He said, it's not the answer that enlightens, but the questions. And the story that I will share with you later emphasizes that. So the lofty questions, it helps us because we're using the power of our subconscious mind, which loves questions and loves to find answers, and it loves to delve down and bring forth out of the infinite intelligence of mind the solutions. And so because the mind, as we know, can only hold one thought at a time, it cannot think about horses and lemons, it will have to choose one. It is interesting that if we choose just one question to focus on, it can bring about whatever is the answer or the solution or the direction that we need. And when we start using the framework of lofty questions, we might not receive the answer immediately, but it's there working at the level the cogs are turning. It can help us enhance our creativity and keep us in a state of wonder and start to rewire our subconscious with the beliefs that we need. And so, my beloveds, my invitation this morning is the invitation to start using lofty questions for yourself. I literally sat down and thought, what questions would I want my subconscious to answer for me in the affirmative and in the positive? And so I wrote them down. And given that the memory is as it is, they keep changing in terms of the wording. And then I realize that sometimes I just want to focus on two or three, or sometimes it's just one. And the lofty questions that you frame, and you frame it in a way so that it's like an affirmative, but always you put why in front of it. So that's the question. So something like, why am I always so abundant? Why am I so fulfilled in every aspect of my life? Why am I so successful in everything I do? Now you see, those are affirmative questions, and the emphasis is coming on the why. So your subconscious is going to go and look for, why is it that you're so abundant? Why is it that you're so successful? Your superconscious, the mind of God, is saying, oh, this is my child who believes she's successful. Let me bring more of that. This is my child who believes she has abundance. Let me bring more of that. These lofty questions are a way of framing for yourself what you want, not just in affirmative ways that we are used to, but in a deeper way that the subconscious can wrap itself around. And you are not fighting, trying to focus on the affirmation, or focus on the denial, or focus on the intention. I have been using it now for a while, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it because I'm collaborating with it, with my affirmations and denials, with the recognition that if I'm to manifest what I want, I need to convince my subconscious mind that I'm worthy of it, that I am it, and that I will attract everything that is necessary to produce it. I'm going to share the little video that I came across in the WhatsApp group so that you can watch it for yourself and get an understanding, a better understanding, in case I'm not doing it justice. But it is an invitation for each and every one of you to start to utilize lofty questions, or as I think of them, as investigative questions, affirming questions, so that you can truly, whilst you're here in this blip called life and living, experience that which you want. So my poem is entitled Questions of Life. How many steps will it take to walk a mile? How many seconds will it take to wait a while? How many battles do we need for us to win? How many gods do we need to forgive our sins? How many times must a man betray his faith? How many times can a man control his hate? When do we say that justice isn't fair? How can we endure the burden that we bear? Where is the youth who will dare? Where can we find the people who really care? Where can we find the road to success? Is it in the north, south, east, or west? Where can I find true love that God has gave from above? How many struggles do we need to make it through? When do we say that a statement is false or true? How can I forgive others when they killed my peers? Can you give help to those people in need after they have dropped you and you bleed? Who are the people who can you trust? In this world, to fight is a must. The world will continue to evolve until those questions have been solved. Now you see the difference between the questions in that poem and the questions, the lofty questions, the investigative questions that I'm suggesting to you. Poem questions and is about how and where and when. The questions and our lofty questions is about why, and then attached to our affirmations. So my story that I want to share is by Justine Garda. You can eat an apple, I said, and gave him the green fruit. It was as if he had seen an apple for the first time. First, he just held it there and smelt it, but then he took a little bite. He said, and took a bigger bite. Did it taste good, I asked. He bowed deeply. I wanted to know how an apple tastes for the first time. You taste it, so I asked again, how did it taste? He bowed and bowed. Why do you bow, I asked. Mika bowed again. It made me feel so confused that I hurried to ask the question again, why do you bow? Now it was him who became confused. I think he did not know if he should bow again or just answer. Where I come from, we always bow when someone asks an interesting question, he explained. And the deeper the question, the deeper we bow. That was the strangest thing I had heard in a long time. I could not understand that a question was something to bow for. What do you do when you greet each other? We always try to find something wise to ask, he said. Why? First he bowed quickly because I had asked another question, and then he said, we try to ask a wise question to get the other person to bow. I was so impressed by the answer that I bowed as deeply as I could. When I looked up, Nick had put a finger in his mouth. After a long time, he took it out. Why did you bow, he asked, and looked insulted. Because you answered my question so wisely, I said. Now, he said very loudly and clearly, something that has followed me in my life ever since. An answer is nothing to bow for. Even if an answer can sound ever so right, still you should not bow to it. I nodded briefly, but I regretted it at once, because now Mika might think that I bowed to the answer he had just given. The one who bows shows respect, Mika continued. You should never show respect for an answer. Why not? An answer is always part of the road that is behind you. Only questions point to the future. Those words were so wise, I thought I had to press my hands against my chin not to bow again. I love that last sentence. An answer is always a part of the road that is behind you, and only the questions point to the future. It so aligns and corresponds with my quote that it is the questions that we need to be interested in. And so my sacred text this morning, first is Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Matthew 7:7-8, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks it will be opened. So my science of mind reading is entitled Say Yes. The first quote is from Eric Thomas, who says, it's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. A second quote from Ernest Holmes. Know your own mind. Train yourself to think what you wish to think. Be what you wish to be, feel what you wish to feel, and place no limit on principle. The author writes, what would happen if we fully believed in our ability to share our gifts with the world? How would that help transform this planet and our consciousness and that of the people we share this experience with? A few months ago, I had the privilege of being a presenter at the Big Sky Retreat in Montana. This incredible retreat was at the base of Lone Peak, in an abundant landscape with deep connections to the indigenous people who call it home. As I shared what flowed into my mind and heart with this beloved community, I realized something. This opportunity came into existence because nearly two decades ago, I said yes to a small idea in my mind to write. Saying yes to writing opened the door to sharing poetry, and poetry connected me with others who were passionate about sharing inspiration and led to expressing my poems over music on stages. Saying yes to music helped me to find my voice and the confidence to share the messages that stirred my being. Eventually, I realized there were endless ways I could share my message, and I said yes to exploring that. It unfolded through speaking engagements at New Thought and in businesses. Saying yes opened the door for the Big Sky Retreat. You see, if I hadn't said yes to those seemingly small ideas that knocked at my conscious mind, my gifts wouldn't have unfolded in the unique ways they do. I would not have met so many incredible people I know. Say yes to your gifts. I was struck with that because I think sometimes we overlook what our gifts are, or we're unconscious or unaware of that. And sometimes our gifts are revealed in the slightest small things of inspiration that we get, which, as that author shared, from writing, sharing his poetry, to moving into music, to sharing his inspirations on a small field led to a wider field. And so, as I come back to the theme of this morning, my sole purpose and reason for doing what I do here on the Sunday Soul is to encourage you, to help you to try in whatever way, shape, or form that best suits you to be, to do, to experience the life you were born to have. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. I'm always going to remind you of the words of Job. Because we overlook the importance of the breath. We take it for granted. We don't even breathe as deeply and as intentionally as we should. So let us be intentional as we take the next three deep breaths in. As we are reconnecting to the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be truly cognizant that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly, with ease. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. For the third and final time, inhale. Hold. Simply, slowly, release. This morning's reflective meditation is by Deborah Perdue, entitled Rooted in the Truth of Our Being. I invite you to affirm this reflective meditation to yourself. There is wondrous oneness everywhere. In and through everything and everyone. This divine presence animates and permeates every living thing and everything in this multiverse is alive with spirit. This energy expresses as love beyond measure, as potent peace, wisdom, wholeness, divine guidance, and grand abundance. I know this spirit is deep within me, that I am one with this presence always. I affirm that each person is permeated and blessed with the oneness of God. We are all magnificent expressions of divinity. As 2024 is ushered in, I speak my word for more peace, love, and divine guidance to enter each of our hearts, expressing outwardly. We are the bright lights to lift up hearts and minds as we shine ever brighter in our remembering and knowing. I affirm divine guidance and wisdom is always with us, and we listen. We clearly hear what is ours to do in this new year, and we take action willingly and accordingly. As we each continue on our healing path, we let go of anything that hinders us or doesn't serve us. We live in grace, harmony, and goodness. As we shift our own lives, I know we are helping transform this earth into a place of more light, a place of caring and compassion, a place of justice. We are truly contributing to a world that works for everyone. With each forward step we take, individually and collectively, I claim 2024 as a banner year, filled with miracles and expanding love and peace. I claim that all is well on deep levels. We are changing, growing, and evolving in perfect timing. With deep gratitude in my heart, I know every word spoken is true in the mind of God. I give thanks for all of us, every single one of us, and our beautiful contributions to the world. I absolutely know this treatment has a resounding yes from the universe, that the law of mind has already affirmed it and is acting upon it. I simply let it go and let God. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as you allow that powerful, reflective, affirmative meditation this morning. Rest and abide within you as it rests and abides within the mind of God. And now as we consciously come into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We do not come pleading, begging, or cajoling, for we know that we are one with that infinite intelligence that is right where we are, that we are one with it. It is said that prayer is the self asking the self. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, surrendering our small egoic nature and aligning ourselves with our true nature, the Spirit of the living God that is our true self, expressing in and through and as us. We are so grateful for this opportunity to expand, to evolve, and to connect with you on a deeper level as we invite these lofty questions into our consciousness, that we can ask and know in an affirmative and in a grateful way, that as we ask these questions, the law of mind is already accepting and working on it to manifest in our lives. Why are we so beloved by you? Why are we so blessed with abundance? Why is your grace our sufficiency for every need? Why are we so successful in all our endeavors? Why are we so confident to do what is ours to do? Let us be affirmative in the questions that we ask as we prepare to sleep and awake first thing in the morning. Let us know that the law of mind is acting upon whatever we are all holding in our consciousness. So let us be mindful to continuously be affirmative throughout our day, focused on that which we wish to be, do, and have in this new year. Let us face whatever our vulnerabilities are courageously. For it is written that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Let us use that sound mind, embracing our power, and being the expressions of love we were created to be. Mother, Father, God, our teacher and way sharer, Jesus said that we would do greater works. None of us truly believe that we would ever do greater works than Jesus. None of us have the confidence to connect with you, to surrender to you like he does and did. But we must try our best nevertheless to embrace, to embody, to express all his teachings. Mother, Father, God, always in our circle of prayer we hold our world and all that is happening, knowing that you who are the infinite, divine, unlimited intelligence that is everywhere present, the creator and the sustainer of all of life, that you are using us, your conduits, your vessels, your expressions of life on this earth at this time, to do what needs to be done, to create a world of peace, end all conflict and hunger, to share the world's resources fairly and justly, to stop the greed of few over to the detriment, the punishment of the majority. In our circle of prayer, we hold that light, the Christ light, the Christ love, the Christ presence, permeates in and through all of life, all of creation, that we may embody and embrace oneness and acceptance, justice and equity, love and kindness and compassion for all. There are many that are in need of a healing at this time, healing of their minds, their bodies, their emotions, their spirits. Whatever their needs are, whatever their healing is for, I know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or think. So in this awareness, I surrender everything and everyone to you and give you the glory and praise and say thank you. So it is. And so it is. So take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. So let's repeat after me our science of mind affirmation. The divine flows through me.
The divine flows through me.
And it is the divine.
And it is the divine
that gives me the energy,
that gives me the energy
and confidence,
and confidence
to share my gifts, with others,
with others.
Buddhist reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
Excuse me, I dropped you. I forgive and accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
I am human in expression. Divine in creation. And limitless in potentiality. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, don't be satisfied with stories, how things have gone with others. Unfold your own myth. So my closing benediction, my beloved, it's by Vinita Hampton Wright. God of all time, help us as we enter the new year quietly, thoughtful of who we are to ourselves and to others, mindful that our steps make impact and our words carry power. May we walk gently. May we speak only after we have listened well. Creator of all life, help us enter the new year reverently, aware that you have endowed every creature and plant, every person and habitat with beauty and purpose. May we regard the world with tenderness. May we honor rather than destroy. Love of all souls, help us enter the new year joyfully, willing to laugh and dance and dream, remembering our many gifts with thanks and looking forward to blessings yet to come. May we welcome your lavish love in this new year. May the grace and peace of Christ bless us now and in the days ahead. So my beloveds, as we come to the end, our closing song is by For King and Country, entitled, What Are We Waiting For? Enjoy. waiting for. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. I look forward to joining you next week for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.